Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It's suicide! You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
It's time to win Chuck's Dinner! Served up by our next Chop Shop, a fresh modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Best Caesar in Atlanta, and that is only the start, literally. Hashtag bone in. And I'll tell you that they got a dessert. It is so good. It's this, whipped cream and chocolate cake rolled up sort of thing. Mm. Even I have a bite of it. I don't need sugar.
Why you come in here all the time?
Arnett's awesome, man.
For this game, and you are not messing around.
Oh, no. My goal is for the callers to never win anything.
Well, we're going to see if they can do something about that as we will go out.
Love everybody. Respect, but this is about cards.
We'll go out to the phones and see if they can eat like you eat, King, as we'll go out to the phones and let's talk to Blake. Blake, thank you for calling us here on The Fan. What side of town do you live, Blake, and do you think you can win Chuck's Dinner?
I'm out in Oxford, and I hope so.
All right. You a big Braves fan? You ready for a big showdown with the Braves and Dodgers tonight?
Yeah, I am excited to see Freddie out here again.
All right. You know how this works. We're going to ask you questions. You have categories, three categories from which to choose. BJ, handle the microphone and give him his categories.
Okay, Blake, your categories to choose from. We love L.A., .. Just kidding, we don't. The Freemans and NBA draft number ones. Which one would you like?
The Freemans.
All right. Man has made his decision. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock, and let's see, Blake, if you can win Chuck's Dinner.
Morgan Freeman won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 2004 for his role as Eddie Dupree in this film.
Shawshank?
Incorrect. This Freeman was a member of the Braves from 2017 to 2018, sporting a 3.34 ERA in 121 appearances.
No idea.
Okay, Martin Freeman starred as Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit trilogy, which was a prequel to this epic fantasy trilogy.
The Lord of the Rings.
Correct. This Freeman played his college ball at Kansas State and played in the NFL from 2009 to 2015, mostly with Tampa Bay and the Vikings.
No idea.
Okay, dying this week in 1969, this actress who played Dorothy in the 1939 movie Wizard of Oz.
Don't know either.
Catfish, I'm in a Secret Relationship, and Buckhead Shore are all shows on this cable network.
Freeform?
Incorrect. Dakota Johnson is the daughter of Melody Griffin. And
you got to finish the question.
No.
All right, Blake. Good run. It's not easy. And we thank you for your bravery. We'll now bring Chuck back in from his secluded side of the room and see how that will hold up. You know, first out of the chute, we'll see if Chuck is going to try to defend his first challenger as they try to win your dinner.
Hello.
Nobody checked. You don't do anything but come in here and give your best. We just had the guy from Atlanta give his best. You think you can knock him off?
Who was that?
That was Blake.
Has Blake played before?
He has not played before.
Oh, okay. Well, Blake, I hope things turn out better for you next time.
All right, Hoyt. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see if Chuck can win his own dinner.
Morgan Freeman won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 2004 for his role as Eddie Dupree in this film.
Pass.
Okay. This Freeman was a member of the Braves from 2017 to 2018, sporting a 3.34 ERA in 121 appearances.
What year?
2017 and 2018.
Pass.
Martin Freeman stars as Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit trilogy, which was a prequel to this epic fantasy trilogy.
Say that again.
Martin Freeman starred as Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit trilogy, which was a prequel to this epic fantasy trilogy.
Pass.
Okay, this Freeman plays college ball at Kansas State and played in the NFL from 2009 to 2015, mostly with Tampa Bay and the Vikings.
Oh.
Josh.
Correct. Dying this week in 1969, this actress who played Dorothy in 1939. Garland. Correct. Catfish, I'm in a Secret Relationship, and Buckhead Shore are all shows on this cable
MTV.
Network. Correct. Dakota Johnson is the daughter of Melody Griffin, and
that's it. That was, boy, I saw the look in your face, and you had to dig deep, Chuck.
All right. Morgan Freeman won Best Supporting Actor for Million Dollar Baby. Oh. Sam Freeman was the Brave you were looking for. Oh. And Lord of the Rings.
All right. Here is my blind spot. When I get off track, you can ask me 4 plus 3. And I'm going to be staring thinking, is that W or K? What do I go with that?
You would be a bad cornerback.
I just, because I'm trying to remember what the first, did I win?
You got a flush. Yes, you won.
You can't win.
But you, I was looking at your face. You had to dig
no,
deep.
No, I never got past. I was thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. What were there any questions you didn't get to?
Yeah. Dakota Johnson was a
Don
daughter.
Johnson?
Yes.
Their second marriage. All right.
All right, you got to go. Blake,
that's bad.
Good run. You almost, for half of the game, you were right there in the lead and Chuck had to come back.
Not so embarrassed he gets the car, but I'm a little embarrassed.
All right, you got to leave. We have to bring in David. David, thank you for trying to win Chuck's dinner. Have you ever played before?
I have not.
What side of town do you live?
I live in Tucker.
Okay. Tucker, and that's Chuck Oliver's old stomping grounds. So you might be able to drive past some of his old neighbors and flash that card from Arnett's if you're able to win. You ready to go?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
All right. Now, he has two categories from which to choose, BJ. Give him his choices.
Your choices are We Love L.A., Just Kidding, We Don't, and NBA Draft Number Ones.
I'm going to do the NBA Draft Number Ones.
All right. Good luck. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, Brian Hoyt, and see if David can win Chuck's dinner.
This center was the first high school player drafted number one overall in 2001.
Oh, damn. Pass.
With a record of 6 times, this team has had the number one pick the most, last having it in 2014.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Correct. This is the last team with back-to-back number one draft picks, having in 2016 and 2017.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Incorrect. This 1996 number one draft pick played quarterback in high school and set records in the state of Virginia that stood until Michael Vick broke them.
Pass.
Divorcing this week in 2016, Ryan Adams and this former teen pop star turned actress known for her roles in A Walk to Remember and This Is Us.
Pass.
90 Day Fiancé, Seeking Sister Wives, and Dr. Pimple Popper are shows on this cable network.
Don't worry about it. You don't know what score will hold up to be the winning score. So just hold tight, David. The King had to dig deep in order to make a comeback in round one. Just wait to see how things play out. How are you feeling after one round, Chuck? You still thinking about those ones you missed?
We got to move on.
Again, you got to be like a cornerback. You got to flush out that play with a guy who gets a 30-yarder.
I get brain freeze.
All right. We'll see if you can win your own dinner.
Chuck, your category is NBA Draft Number Ones.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Hoyt, put 60 seconds on the clock to see if Chuck can win his own dinner.
This center was the first high school player drafted number one overall in 2001.
Was that Kwame?
Correct. With the record of 6 times, this team has had the number one draft pick the most, last having it in 2014.
Clippers.
Incorrect. This is the last team to have the number one pick in back-to-back years, having it in 2016 and 2017.
Pass.
This 1996.
Phoenix.
Incorrect. This 1996 number one pick played quarterback in high school and set records in the state of Virginia that stood until Mike Vick broke them.
Pass.
Divorcing this week in 2016, singer Ryan Adams and this former teen pop star turned actress known for her roles in A Walk to Remember and This Is Us.
I told you, David. Hold on. And you can see maybe joy come in the morning. Gentlemen, what do you have down as the score?
We have a tie. We were going to overtime.
The score tied. And at the end of regulation, we're going to overtime.
The way overtime works here.
I earned a tie for that.
The official overtime rules in the playoffs.
Holy smokes.
We will give you a question that answers a number closest
to
that number will win the prize. Chuck will step away. And David, you will have to answer this question. Going back to 1947, how many total players have been drafted in the NBA draft?
78.
All right. He's on record. Chuck has come out of his cocoon of silence.
Yeah. All right.
Your tiebreaker is going back to 1947. How many total players have been drafted in the NBA draft?
Oh, 47. I'm going to say 40 years.
Eleven hundred and twenty-six
is what the man said.
Chuck, you're closer.
You can't win.
Kwame Brown got me a card.
The answer was 8,201. Our listener David said 78.
It's a little off. It's all right. You had to wrestle that gift card out of his hands.
Kwame, sup?
David, you should be proud. Don't worry about it. We'll see if somebody on the last try can knock off the cane and win his dinner. Let's go out to the phones and talk to Tim. Tim, thank you for calling us to try to win Chuck's dinner. Have you played before?
I have not.
All right. A rookie going up against a vet. What side of town do you live?
I live in Lithia Springs.
All right. Do it for the Springs. Let's see if you can get your category that you're going to have to walk down the king with.
We love L.A. Just kidding. We don't is your category.
All right. You ready, Tim?
Go for it.
60 seconds on the clock, please, Brian Hoyt. Let's see if Tim can win Chuck's dinner.
Kenley Jansen is one of three former Dodgers who currently play for the Atlanta Braves. Name one of the other two.
Pass.
This former Braves and Dodger is currently the manager of the cheating Astros.
Pass.
This Cy Young Gold Glove and Hall of Fame pitcher played for Atlanta between 1993 and 2003 and for L.A. in 2006 and again in 2008 before retiring.
Oh, Dallas Perez.
Incorrect. In 2013, this Braves reliever was left in the bullpen versus the Dodgers in the NLDS. He now plays for them. I think you just hung up.
Oh, no. What? This is news. I've never seen this happen before.
I have never seen this happen either.
Our contestant has dropped in the middle of the game.
He quit.
Wait. We can't have this. This is why we have alternates.
Out.
So what do we do with this? Do we
Chuck
use
will
our,
play.
Our alternate, or does Chuck get to
Chuck
go up against?
Chuck will play.
Wow. I'm going to just tell you this, Atlanta. You have Chuck Oliver on the ropes. The eyes are the window to the soul. This man's soul is rattled after the first two
Did I not come up with Allen Iverson?
No, you thought it. You never said it.
You passed.
I saw the look in your eye with the answer.
This is the worst 2-0 in history. Now, it's better than the best 0-2, but this is a bad, bad, bad 2-0.
Again, I don't think you'll be a good cornerback or a good closer. Kenley Jansen gave up a home run. He's got to shake that off.
I'll take 3-0.
Get the third out.
Who am I playing against?
Well,
it was Tim.
Half of a Tim. You're playing T, I guess.
We'll tell you later. We'll tell you later.
All right. You got to be fair. We do.
What's the category?
We love L.A. Just kidding. We don't.
All right.
60 seconds on the clock, and we'll see if Chuck can win his dinner.
Kenley Jansen is one of three former Dodgers who currently play for the Braves. Name one of the other two.
Darno.
Correct. This former Brave and Dodger is currently the manager for the cheating Astros.
Dusty.
Correct. This Cy Young Gold Glove and Hall of Fame pitcher played for Atlanta between 1993 and 2003 and for L.A. in 2006. Correct. In 2013, this Braves reliever was left out in the bullpen versus the Dodgers in the NLDS.
Embrell.
Correct. Getting married this week in 1894 to his wife, Maud, this guy who invented the game of basketball.
Dr. James Naismith?
Correct. Million-dollar listing Below Deck and Real Housewives are shows on this cable network.
Is that Bravo?
Correct. Wardell is the father of Seth and this MVP with his ex-wife, Sonya.
Say that again?
Wardell is the father of Seth and this MVP with his ex-wife, Sonya.
Say that again?
Wardell is the father of Seth and this NBA MVP with his ex-wife, Sonya.
He's out of time.
Steph Curry?
Steph, yes.
Damn.
Does that count?
No, it doesn't.
No, do I need it?
You did not. You win your own dinner.
Yes. You won by making it to the fifth question.
This was not just...
Do I not need to crow about this one?
Tim hung up.
Yeah.
Tim went 0-4 and hung up.
This is not just 680 or Win Chuck's dinner history. This is game show history. I don't think I've ever seen anybody stop in the middle of the show.
I just tell Drew Carey I don't want to spin the wheel.
Alex Trebek is asking, what you would like for the Daily Double.
Nah,
just walk
I'm good.
Off.
So, Chuck, you got three correct in game one and one. That is more than the three listeners combined. in all the games.
And you won a tiebreaker where you both got one.
Bottom line is I got three cards.
That's all that counts in the box score.
Oh, Arnett.
The dub or the L.
So wonderful.
You do get the dub.
My wife's out of town all weekend. I may go there by myself tomorrow night and get gorgeous.
Now you can eat as long and as slowly as you like.
As I sit at the bar, I look successful.
I hate that the listener, David, didn't win that second one. All he needed was one more answer, and he would have been at Arnett's winning your dinner.
It's a fine card to win. I would suggest people try next week.
All right, we'll see what happens next week when Atlanta gets their shot. When we get back, Chuck Oliver is more convinced than ever that one former Atlanta pro athlete has made the right choice. We'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff, home team in for Matt Chernoff here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
You can't win!
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.